This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep, along with Renee Montagne. Today, Palestinians shouted for revenge during the funeral of a leader of Hamas. Yesterday's Israeli missile strike killed Ismail Abu Shanab, two of his bodyguards, and also apparently ended a Palestinian ceasefire. The Israeli government is also vowing more military action in retaliation for this week's deadly suicide bombing in Jerusalem. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us now from Gaza City. Peter, tell us about the funeral procession today.
Well, Steve, some of that noise you were hearing and hearing now in the background, thousands of people carried the body of Ismail Abu Shanab to the Al-Omari Mosque. It's part of the funeral procession. This display of mourning has been huge since last night. Thousands of people in the streets cheering on a variety of speakers who have been making extremely hostile remarks, calling for, quote, the weak ones to step aside, calling for immediate revenge action by Palestinian fighters, and even attacks on Palestinians suspected of collaborating with Israel. You can see Hamas flags everywhere you look here, but also the flags of all the other armed Palestinian factions. This is going beyond Hamas. Even people who don't believe in their goal of an Islamic Palestinian state are outraged by this assassination, and they are listening and cheering as Hamas makes statements such as, we urge ourselves to strike everywhere in every corner of the Jewish state.
And Peter, what's happening elsewhere in the occupied territories?
Well, the situation on the ground is essentially pre-ceasefire. The Gaza Strip is once again divided into three separate segments by Israeli roadblocks and tanks. And they have reason to be taking action. There were six Qassam rockets fired overnight into southern Israel from the area of Beit Hanun in the northern Gaza Strip. Israeli tanks were seen rolling into the area of Beit Hanun last night. There were also more than a dozen mortars fired at Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip. No injuries in either of those attacks, but clearly whatever restraints that we had before this assassination is gone.
And before this assassination, the Palestinian Prime Minister, Mahmoud Abbas, was promising to crack down on Palestinian militant groups. What is he promising to do now?
At the moment, it's very unclear what Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas and his security chief, Mohammed Dahlan, will do. Their spokesman, Dahlan's spokesman, was quoted as saying this assassination was a very irresponsible step by the Israeli army, and we are now reassessing our decision to crack down on armed factions. This does not bode well for the roadmap and for the chances of calming the situation. I should say that according to Israeli officials now, it doesn't appear that Israel was really willing to give the Palestinian Authority any more opportunities at this point anyway. The Deputy Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, said the Security Cabinet this week did consider a proposal to give an ultimatum to Abbas and give him a limited time to actually crack down on Hamas and Islamic Jihad, but that proposal was rejected by the Israeli Cabinet, and soon after, as we saw, the army moved into the West Bank and then assassinated Ismail Abu Shanab here in Gaza.
And there's no sign that the Israeli army is going to stop with that assassination.
We have no sign of that. An Israeli security source today is quoted as saying, this is only the beginning. We plan a serious retaliation against the terrorist infrastructure. Besides dividing Gaza, the West Bank city of Hebron, the hometown of Tuesday's deadly suicide bombing in Jerusalem, is under complete closure. 15 suspects were arrested in the West Bank overnight, and an Israeli military source said that we do not rule out major action in Gaza.
And Peter, I want to ask you about something that Secretary of State Powell said yesterday. He told both sides that if they were not careful, they were going to, quote, fall off a cliff. Does anybody on either side seem like they're concerned about falling off a cliff?
Not at the moment. I can tell you here in Gaza City, people are reflexively blaming Israel for all of the problems. They say they never accepted the roadmap in the first place. They had so many reservations. They blame the Israeli military raids for violations of the ceasefire, even though they were never formally a part of the truce. And clearly, the Israelis are saying that the Palestinians are not going to crack down, and so we have to do it.
NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Gaza City. Peter, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.